It was at this point that I wrote this preface, from which I would like to read you one paragraph. I am a fanatic music lover, it says here. I can't live one day without hearing music, playing it, studying it, or thinking about it. And all this is quite apart from my professional role as musician. I'm a fan, a committed member of the musical public. And in this role, which I presume is not too different from yours, in this role of simple music lover, I confess freely, though unhappily, that at this moment, as of this writing, God forgive me, I have far more pleasure in following the musical adventures of Simon and Garfunkel, or of the Beatles, or of the Association singing Along Comes Mary, than I have in most of what is being written now by the whole community of avant-garde composers. This may not be true a year from now, or even by the time these words appear in print, but right now, on the 21st of June, 1966, that's how I feel. Pop music seems to be the only area where there's to be found unabashed vitality, the fun of invention, the feeling of fresh air. Everything else suddenly seems old-fashioned. Electronic music, serialism, chance music. They have already acquired the musty odor of academicism. Even jazz seems to have ground to a painful halt. And tonal music lies in abeyance, dormant. That's a pretty depressing paragraph.